Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning. Greetings, grand risings to the people of God. My name is Minister Annette Wilson, and I'm no stranger to this prayer line. I thank God for Pastor Alfreda Bradford, who has invited me to minister on this day that the Lord has made. Before I break the word, break bread this morning, let us go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, once again, Father God. We thank you for this day, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. Father, we ask that you would touch each and every one on this line, open up their ears and their eyes and their hearts and their understanding to receive the word of God. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. The Lord placed on my heart, since, you know, we are in the last hour, in the last quarter of 2022, and the Lord wanted me to minister on, are you finishing strong? Are you ready to finish strong or flaming out before the finish line? I'm going to come from 1 Timothy 4:1. The Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. You know, we are in a time where the world is going crazy as well as the body of Christ. I hate to say that, but it's just so many demonic spirits that's being unleashed in the earth, and it's being unleashed in the church world. So much messiness is going on today, and believers are giving up. They're giving up on their faith. They no longer are trusting God. They're in a state of confusion, but we know that we are living in the last and evil days. And in the last and the evil days, the word of God says that it will get worse. It will get worse. There's going to be a falling away. But in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11, it says, I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither is the bread to the wise, nor the wealth to the intelligent, nor the favor to the skillful. For time and chance happen to all. We are in a race. And if we want to finish strong, we got to continue looking to the Lord. We got to continue keeping our eyes, our faith in God, in Jesus. Because we know that this is a walk by faith. This is not a sprint. Any of you who have ran track or followed track, you know you got to keep moving forward. You know that you cannot look back. You can't look to the left. You can't look to the right. You got to keep looking forward because we walk by faith and not by sight. It's a long distance race with the goal of crossing the finish line. Yeah, you know, we know that it's 36 days left in this year, and so many folks are just in a funk where they just looking at, oh, this ain't happened yet. Oh Lord, you know, I've been praying for this. I've been praying for my children. I've been praying for my husband. I've been praying for my wife. I've been believing God for this and trusting God for healing and deliverance, and it hasn't happened yet. Hold on, because we serve a God that hears and answers our prayers. No matter what it looks like, no matter how long it takes, we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to stay the course. We're gonna keep our faith. We're gonna stay in the presence of the Lord regardless of what it looks like and how long it's been, because it's a long distance race, and the goal of crossing the finish line is imperative. Still upright and still going forward. You may get tired, but we never quit. We never give up. We never give up because we are believers, and we standing on the promises of God. In Hebrews 12:2, the word says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Fix your eyes on Jesus. we can't give up because we have to follow and walk in the path of what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ have done. He didn't give up. He didn't say to the Father, he didn't say to Father God, I can't do this. I'm just going to give up. I can't do this. It's been 30 years of being on earth, but 3.5 years of his ministry. And some of us, because it's the 11th hour, we want to say he's not going to come through, but God always comes through. He comes through. He might not come through the way we want him to come through, but he always comes through right on time. If you lose focus on him, you'll lose focus, period. We got to keep our eyes fixed on him. In order to finish the race strong, you got to have stamina. You got to be strong. The word says be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We got to stay strong. Number two, we got to run with a renewed strength. You have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. That's Isaiah 35, 3 through 4. We're going to run together. We're not going to run separate. No man is an island, as the word says. The Bible does not speak of the Lone Ranger Christian. We need each other. Iron sharpens iron. That's why we come together collectively. If the word of God says one could put in the name of Jesus, we got to stay together because iron sharpens iron. And two is better than one, the word of God says. So we have to stay focused on the Lord because we know that the promise will come to pass. The promise will come to fruition regardless how long it takes, what's going on, and what is happening in the world because God got our back. I'm for you. Who can be against you? He says, don't give up. Don't quit. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. And we know that when we're walking in faith and we got Christ on our side, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can wait. We can trust God because we know, Lord, we know that God always provides. He's always coming through. You might say, well, I've been believing God for a financial breakthrough. I'm believing God for to get this and to get that. And God says, I know the plans that I have for you, Jeremiah 29:11, plans to prosper you and not to do you harm, plans for a future, plans for hope and a future. I know exactly what I'm doing, but all we have to do is stay the course. Stay the course and don't give up no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in the church. We got to continue to stay, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord so that our labor is not in vain. What we're doing is not in vain because he said, I will reward those who diligently seek me. And Proverbs 4, verse 25 through 27, it says, let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose and let your gaze be straight before you. Consider well the path of your feet and let all your ways be established in order aright. Turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. So that in the book of Proverbs is telling us to keep our eyes fixed, stay straight ahead. Don't be moved by what you see, don't be moved by what you feel, and don't be moved by what you hear. But we will trust in the Lord, because we know that we're going to finish strong. We're going to finish strong in this year, because God can do it. He can do anything at the 11th hour. He can come through for whatever that it is that you've been praying for, you believe in God for. He can come through on December the 31st. And that's the kind of God we serve, because he knows exactly what he's doing. All he wants us to do is to keep our eyes fixed on him and to keep moving. Don't give up. Don't give in, because we know that we have the victory. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. People of God, are you ready to finish the year strong? This is the time to finish this year out strong. You will have to be strong in order to go through it. Psalm 65:11, it says, "You crown the year with your goodness, and your path drip with abundance." As this year is coming to an end, we believe by faith, and we make declarations, and we stay in prayer, and we stay in faith, knowing that God is going to come through for us. Don't give up. Don't throw in a towel, because we have victory. We've seen what he did in the past. If he did it before, he'll do it again. If there's a healing in your body, if there's a family member that is out there in the world led astray on drugs, drinking, just living a life of the prodigal son, God has his own time set. All he asks for us to do, keep our minds stayed and fixed on him. Continue to walk uprightly. Continue to stay in prayer. Continue to study the word of God. Continue to be about our Father's business, and not to be focused on the negative, not to be focused on what hasn't happened, what's going on. God already knows. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows what's going on in this world. He knows what's going on in the church house. He knows what's going on in our families. He knows what's going on in our neighborhoods. He knows what's going on in the community. But what he requires of us to do is to pray, is to seek his face like never before. And that means that we're going to continue to stand fast and be unmovable. No matter what's going on, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. We're going to keep our head and our minds focused on him. We're going to focus our hearts and our minds on Christ Jesus. And I just want to say that, just want to give some inspirational declarations. And, you know, this is a time where, you know, the word of God says, if we decree a thing, it shall be established. You know, sometimes, you know, when we come into his presence, sometimes we can just be still. We can make our declaration. We can listen to God and hear what he has to say to us. And once we cry out to him, sometimes you can just take a walk in a park or wherever you're walking at and just praying as you walk in, singing and giving songs and praising him. You know, it's not always about pray. But singing and making hymns and melody in your heart and in your mouth, that's a prayer right there. You know, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, we are the people of God. And, yeah, we have feelings and we have emotions and we're human. And, you know, sometimes we might get down, but we don't stay down. you pick yourself right back up. You say, oh no. You might be down for a minute, for an hour or two, or for a day, but you have to say, oh no, devil, you a liar, because I know who my Redeemer is. I know who my Lord and my Savior is. I know who my Heavenly Father is, and he's going to take care of this situation. He's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of my family. He's going to take care of my community. He's going to take care of my children, my grandchildren, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. He's going to come through. But you have to have the tenacity, and you have to have the willingness to say, hey, I might be down, but I'm going to get back up. I might not have what I need. No, I might not have what I want, but I know he meets all of my needs. He says in Philippians, he says, I supply every one of your needs according to my riches and glories by Christ Jesus. But we are not a people that have little of faith. We're not a people that's just going through the motions, because we have been standing on the Word of God for a long time. Many of you have for years. So that's when your faith kicks in, is when you're going through, or when you're waiting on God, and when you're trusting God, and you're saying, Lord, this is the end of the year, and I still haven't seen this come to pass. I still haven't seen this happen. But God says, hold on. Don't give up. Be not dismayed. I am the Lord your God. I will come through for you. I will do that which you have placed in my hands. When you put it in God's hand, my mother used to always say, leave it there. You done put it in God's hand, let go of it. Y'all heard that saying before, let go and let God. And, you know, when you in the midst of stuff and you waiting and trusting God, and you know, somebody, a loved one or another believer or a friend, or say, you put it in God's hand, saying, let go of it. God got it. He'll work it out. And you want to say, oh, okay, I hear this again. But God has placed that on that person's heart or mind to say, just to encourage you. Because sometimes we all need encouragement. You know, the Word of God says to encourage yourself in the Lord. But sometimes you might not be at that place where you can encourage yourself. But God always sends, he always have a ram in the bush. He always sends somebody to your pathway that you least expect it. It might be a stranger. It might be somebody that you didn't even think that was even that strong in the Lord, or was a believer. And they'll say something to you. Got to work it out. Trust God. Trust the process. He'll bring you through. He always comes through. As we come to this, to the year, the end of the year, 36 days, I think. 36 more days. It only takes God a snap of a finger, a blink of an eye. Come through. You know, sometimes, you know, we like, oh, it takes a long time. Sometimes it does take a long time for God to come through, and sometimes it doesn't, because that's the kind of God we serve. He knows the beginning from the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Sometimes God is putting things together. He's working behind the scenes. He's working. He's putting the people. He's putting the people, the place, the money. He's aligning things for us that we don't even know that he's doing, because we don't know. God sees things way ahead of us. He sees things ahead of us and behind us, because he knows exactly, if I give this to you right now, and if I come through for you at this moment, you wouldn't even be able to handle it. And that's and that you can trace this back to giving a child or giving your children or grandchildren, you know, you asking, Mommy, Mom, Dad, can I get this, can I get that? and you saying no. No, you can't have that. And the child gets mad and say, oh, I hate her, I hate him. Every time I want something, they say no. But they're saying no because you're not ready for it. You don't give a 10-year-old a little mini bike, a motorcycle, or a car. That will kill that child. In the same way we parent, guardian, grandparent look at that child and say, no, Johnny, no, Susie, no, no, Michael, you can't have that, because you know what the dangers of giving that child that toy or that big gift or whatever it is that they're looking for. You know that they're not ready for it. And God looks at us the same way. Even though we're grown and fully grown or overly grown, senior citizens or middle age or whatever your age is, if it hadn't happened yet, then God is working. He's either working on you or he's working on the people who's going to do it. He's setting things up. Because when God wants to bless us and does something special for us, he wants us to be able to handle it. He wants us to be able to keep it and to endure it and to enjoy it. You know, the word of God says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. He adds no sorrow to it. When God gives you something, he ain't going to give you no sorrow with it. You say, Lord, bless me with this. Bless me with this house. Bless me with this car. And next thing you know, you get it. And guess what? You can't even afford it. You're struggling with it. That's not God. That's not God. He says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. So it's not going to be no sorrow. It's going to be a joy. It's going to be a pleasure. It's going to be something that's that you can pass on from the next generation to generation, generational wealth, generational nuggets, you know. So as we come to a close in this year and getting ready for next year, for 2023, you know, I just want to encourage you all at this time, in this moment, to start writing things down that you're thankful for this year and grateful for this year and how he brought you out and what he brought you out in this year and how he has come through. Because we serve a God. He's a faithful God. He's you know, just like we just celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday. For the believer, for the child of God, for the Christian, Thanksgiving is every day. It's every day. Yeah, we know that we come together as a family and break bread together, but we give God the praise every day. We thank him, and we're grateful for the small. When you're thankful and grateful for the small, God will bless and open up the windows of heaven and pour down blessings for the large. Lord, I thank you for my health, my strength, my breath. Thank you for the activity of my limbs. Thank you for the blood that's burning warm in my veins. Thank you, Lord, that I can walk. Thank you, Lord, that I can talk. Thank you, Lord, that whatever it is that you give God gratitude. Because the more you give him that gratitude and thanksgiving, the more he can trust you with those things that your heart's desire. He said, if you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Just start thanking him and just meditate on the goodness of God. And, you know, as the new year come in, you can look forward to, you know, it's some people, they're like, oh, it's just going to be another year. It's just going to, you know, this is this doom and gloom. But not for the believer. not for God's child, not for God's people. No, we don't know what the new year going to hold, but we know who holds the new year. He got the whole world in his hands. And he got you in a palm of his hands. You are the apple of his eyes. So whatever the new year is, whatever is going to happen in the new year, we know that God is with us. To start meditating on the goodness of God and start decreeing and declaring how you want this year to finish out. You wanted to finish out strong. So as we come to the, as this year is coming to an end, we're going to rebuke every negative experiences in your life. It's terminated in the mighty name of Jesus. Physically, you will be strong. Spiritually, you will be fervent. Financially, you will be provided for in every sphere of every area of your life. You will demonstrate strength. Supernatural turnaround will be your portion. God will crown this year with his goodness and abundance for you. You're saying, Lord, it's 36 days left, and I want to finish strong. I want to get some things. I want to see some things come to pass in this year. I want to see you come through for me, Lord, like never before. Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm trusting you. And I'm trusting you with the promises that you are a promise keeper. You are a promise keeper. That's the kind of God we serve. We don't serve a God to say, oh, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to take it back. No. He's not it as when we were children, we say Indian giver. I'm going to give you something, then I'm going to take it back from you. No. God is a promise keeper. Obstacles will bow before you this year. Those obstacles and barriers and stumbling blocks that we have come across, barriers will crumble before your eyes, before this year is out. Those barriers and things that you've been trusting God for, that it's just been a hindrance. It's been something that's blocking. It's been in your way. But God knows everything. You're going to defeat it. We will defeat every giant that contend with you. Giants, they got to fall. They got to come down. We speak to those giants, and we tell those giants to move and to get out of our way. And not only that, as we decree and declare, we're going to shout a victory. Shouts of victory shall be heard in your camp. We are a people that has the victory. Our victory is in Christ Jesus. No matter what it looks like. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that, you know, just start speaking it. Start calling it forth. Father, I thank you that I have the victory, that I am an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. Everything I put my hands to do, it shall prosper. Father, I thank you that you are my heavenly provider, that you provide for me. I thank you, Father, for household salvation. I thank you, Lord, that my family is saved, that their eyes are being opened. You know, these are the things that we need to continue to stand on, continue to keep our eyes focused on God. Because we know that we got the victory. And we're going to decree and declare uncommon victories. Exploits and testimony will locate us now. Uncommon victories and exploits and testimony will locate us now before this year comes to a close. Some of us, we already have testimonies. We got testimonies upon testimonies throughout this year, how God did it, how God did it, how God did it, how God did this, how God answered the prayer. And he's going to continue to do that. He's going to continue to do it. We're going to ask God to strengthen us, to make us strong. He said, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. And let the sick say I'm healed. So death and life is in the power of the tongue. So as we look to God and as we look and decree and declare for strength, strategies, and resources to finish every good thing that he has started, receive it now. Receive it now. Because God says, the word says, every good and perfect gift comes from above. As we continue to look to him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author. God started it. He said, I will finish it. But he wants to finish it knowing that our faith and our trust is in him alone. Our faith and the trust is not in ourselves, but our faith and our hope is in the Lord. Because if it was left up to us, some of us wouldn't even be in the Lord. Some of us would have just bailed out, just like there's a bailing out now and a falling away now. But no, we're going to keep our eyes stayed on Christ Jesus. We're going to keep our eyes fixed on the Master. We're going to keep our eyes focused on the Lord. If we're going to ask God to give us grace for speedy completion to locate your efforts as from now till December the 31st, 2022, give us grace and mercy, grace and favor. We asking God to give us favor with him and favor with man. We know that God is with us, people of God. He said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I will come through for you. Just in the nick of time, I've seen it. I can testify throughout the beginning of January 1 through where we are, what God has done in my life. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. That's the kind of God we serve. I ain't sweating the small stuff. I'm not focused on nothing that has not manifested itself because God got it. He got it. He says, I know the end from the beginning. No, I'm not going to give that to you right now because I see that something, this the circumstance is not right. God wants things done. He does things in decency and in order, not no half backward stuff, not just throw it together. And to see if it stick. No. He created this world. He created this earth. Everything in this earth. The earth. Everything in this world. The earth belongs to the Lord. And everything in it. So if it took him 7 days to create this earth and this world. The stars, the moons, the animals, the fish, the sea, the mountains, the hills, the valleys, created man. We're the highest living creature on this earth. So if God is so concerned about the details, trust me, trust and believe, he's concerned about those things that you and I are believing him for. He's not going to just give us no, you know, people, Christians would say, God don't make no junk, and he doesn't. He don't make no junk. You look at the world, look at the earth, look at the flowers. Look at the fields. Look at the mountains. Look at the ocean. That ain't thrown together. So same way he did, the same way God on that level, that's how he wants his people to operate, with excellence. No, I'm going to wait on God. I'm trusting God. I shall not be moved by what I see. I shall not be moved by what I hear. But I only believe that God is on my side. My Heavenly Father knows me. He said, I know every number of hair on your head. That's how deep and intricate our Heavenly Father is, the Creator. He knows everything about us. So we, all we can do at this time and this season that we end, people of God, is know that we're going to finish strong. We're not going to look to the left. We're not going to look to the right. We're going to continue to run this race. The race, as I said in the beginning of my teaching, the race, this race that we in, it's not for the weak. It's not for the faint of heart. But it's for the one who endures to the end. And you've got to be strong. You got to be strong, knowing that we're walking by faith and not by sight. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how many, all the shootings. I don't care all the murders. I don't care whatever. I'm going to continue to stay strong. I'm going to continue to keep my hope and my faith in Christ Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. You will not leave this year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to this. You will not leave this year empty-handed. Empty-handed. Oh, don't even speak it. Don't even speak it, because we serve a God. God will load you daily with benefits. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. Either we're going to believe God's word or we're not. Ain't no lukewarmness. Uh-uh. Either your faith is going to be in him. You can't straddle the fence. You will not leave this year empty-handed. I decree and declare it. When you look at Psalms 23, he says, Psalms 23, the last verse, verse 6, surely only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling. So he daily loads us with benefits. Surely, goodness and mercy, they following you. That's from the Lord. We're not going to leave this year empty-handed. We're not going to, we're going to keep our eyes focused on him. We're going to continue to trust God. And we know that we're going to finish this year out strong. Amen. So, Father, as we close out this teaching, Lord, today, on this beautiful day that you've made, Father God, I thank you right now that you are with us, Lord. You promised in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, I decree and declare that everyone on this line, from Pastor Bradford, that you will allow us to see that this year, that we will finish this year out strong. Father God, you know the needs of your people. You know the desires of your people. Father God, we ask him that your healing power would touch Pastor Bradford and those who are on the line that need healing. Healing is the children's bread. So, Father, we thank you right now that you're moving by your spirit, oh God. Father God, we ask that you would continue to strengthen us. Lord, let us keep our eyes focused on you, Lord. Let us not look to the left nor to the right. But, Lord, we're gonna put our trust and our faith in you like never before, Father, because, Lord, we know that you are the good shepherd. You said that you are a shepherd. We shall not want. There shall be no lack. There shall be no lack in your people on this day. So, Father God, we thank you right now, Lord. We know, Lord, that it's 36 days left in this year. Father God, we just ask you right now, Lord, to move by your spirit, oh God. Lord, we know you can do anything with a blink of an eye, a snap of a finger. Lord, we know that you are the God that sits high and look low. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're going to encourage your people, Lord, encourage us to keep our minds focused that we're going to finish this year out strong so that we can be a blessing to our loved ones, a blessing to our friends, a blessing to our family, a blessing to the stranger, a blessing to those who don't know you for the pardon of their sins, Father God, that we can pour back into somebody else and speak a kind word or bless someone with a gift or a scripture or whatever the case may be, Father. Use us to your kingdom and to your glory, Father. Because, Lord, it's not about us. It's about you, Father. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory and give you the honor, Father. We thank you, Father, right now. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We bless you, Father. And, Lord, we ask that you would continue to move like never before. Surprise your people, Father. Bless them, Lord. You have 10,000 ways to bless your people. And, Lord, we ask that the blessings of the Lord maketh us rich and adds no sorrow to it. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that as we finish this year all strong, Lord, we will continue to give you the praise and continue to thank you in every area of our lives. Thank you in every area and aspect of what you have done from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Lord, you said that if we decree a thing, that it shall be established. Lord, let us keep a watch over our mouths. Let our eyes be focused on you. Laser focus on you, Father, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our for us, Lord, who can be against us? We bind Satan on every hand. And we command you, Satan, to take your filthy hands off the people of God today, off the ministers of God, off the people of God, the missionaries and those who are standing and walking uprightly before you, Father God. We pray a hedge of protection over your people today, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over your people today. And we thank you, Father, that this day is a day of victory. As we continue to walk through this day, Lord, be with us. Guide us, direct us, and lead us, Lord. Lord, we come to you like little children. We come to you, Lord, in curiosity. We come to you, Lord, knowing that you got us in the palm of our hand, of your hand. You have the whole world in your hand. You got the whole world in your hands. So as we trust you, Lord, as we decree and declare, as we thank you for this day, as we command the morning, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Father God, we ask that you would continue to protect your people, Lord, from any hurt, harm, or danger that the enemy would try to throw in our pathway, Father God. Protect us from accidents and mistakes and fires and anything tragedy, Father God. I just plead the blood of Jesus over your people right now, and I nullify and overrule and I cancel, revoke, and reverse any death wish and all the demonic decisions that will come against your people, Father.
by the blood of Jesus, I halt any accusing finger. I silence the voice of the accuser in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you are watching over your word to perform, and your word will not return into you void, but it will accomplish that which it was sent to do. And Father, we thank you right now that you're upbuilding your kingdom, upbuilding your children, upbuilding the people of God. Because we're going to stand flat-footed no matter what it looks like, what's going on. We're going to finish this year out strong. We decree and declare right now, we bind every spirit of depression, every spirit of oppression, every spirit of negativity, every witchcraft spirit, every manipulating spirit, every resistance spirit, every limitation and exploitation and setback and disappointment, fear, spell, unscriptural prayer and desire, every demonic and satanic demand that will claim upon our life and furthermore. We uproot and destroy any assignment of the enemy whatsoever to hinder your prophetic purposes for your people in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us strength and giving us mercy and giving us grace and giving us favor. And we thank you, Lord, that before this year is out, that there will be testimonies coming from each and every one under the sound of my voice, that there will be a testimony that how you have brought us through, how you have answered our prayers. It's not one, two prayers, or how many prayers you want to answer, Father God. We put it in your hands. We trust you. And we decree and declare that we have the victory, Father. I pray for Pastor Bradford right now. I pray that you would strengthen her, Lord. I pray that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I pray, Father God, for her voice box, for her larynx, for her throat. I pray right now, Lord, that the healing power would flow right now in her body, Lord, that she is already healed. You said that by the stripes of Jesus, that we are healed. Healing belongs to the children's bread. I ask that you would protect her, Father, that you would be with her, protect her and her family, Lord. Hallelujah. Raise her up. Raise her up, Lord, that she will have a voice to speak, a voice to bring forth much fruit, to bring forth healing, to bring forth life, Father God. And I thank you right now, Lord, before this year is out, hallelujah, that your healing power will flow throughout your people on this line, specifically for the pastor, because her voice is needed. Her voice is needed in this hour, and we decree and declare it today, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, that we're going to finish strong. We're going to finish strong, Lord, because you are with us. You are strengthening us. And we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. And the people of God will say amen, amen, and it is already done in Jesus' name. I thank you, people of God, once again for giving me the opportunity to minister to you. My prayer today is that you will go in peace, go in love, go in joy. Let this beautiful day be a day like never before. Be a witness to someone. Be a blessing to someone. And be a blessing to your family. And let the love of God be shown throughout your day and your life on this day. And be a witness for God, who is our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed. I love you guys. I love you, Pastor Bradford, and I know that God has ministered to you because he's ministered to me, and I thank you in advance because I'm excited about what God is going to do for his people if we trust in him and shall not be moved and stay focused and don't give up, don't give in. Because the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. And we claim the victory. We claim the victory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go in peace and go in blessings and go in prosperity and go in healing. Claim it. Decree and declare it. Don't be walking around looking sad with your head hanging down. No. We are not a people that got our hands hanging down and our heads hanging down. No, we lift up the hands. We lift up our hands and we lift up our heads. Because the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the mighty King? The Lord strong in battle. He is our Lord. He is our King. We might get down, but we don't stay down. We get right back up. I bless you, and I pray that God's blessing will over you, and his goodness and his mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. I guess that is that will be the final of the prayers, final of the teaching. And let the word of God and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto the Lord, my Savior, my God, my strength. Hallelujah. The word of God has already entered into your spirit, man. So all you have to do is go forward and be not dismayed because the battle is not yours. We will finish strong in this year. We're going to finish strong and we're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to pray like never before. We're going to continue to trust God. Pray for the world, pray for the country, pray for our family, our neighbors, our cities, our communities. We have to pray because that's what the word says. The word says, my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways and hear from heaven. And then he said he will heal the land. So that is a mandate for us as a people of God. To pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Don't be weary. Don't be weary in well-doing because you will reap if you faint not. So we are not a people that's fainting, not a people that's saying, oh, my God, look what's happening. Look what's going on. We are not a people like that. Yeah, it's happening. It's going on. We ain't going to be in denial because it is happening. But we have a mandate. We have a mandate from heaven above that these things is going to come to pass. So we have to be strong. We have to be the bearers. We have to be the gatekeepers. And the gatekeepers are those who are at the front, on the front of the line and praying. Praying in your holy language. Praying and decreeing and declaring that this too shall pass. I don't want to go any further, but I thank God for you guys. I love you, and have a blessed, prosperous, wonderful day. Get outside today. Get some fresh air. Continue to seek God's face and continue to be a blessing to someone else. In Jesus' mighty name. Have a blessed day. I love you. And take care, and God bless, because the best is yet to come. The year is not done. The year is not over. It ain't over, so God says it's over, okay? Thank you. I thank you, Pastor Bradford, for the opportunity. And I enjoyed it. I love it because God is ministering to me as well as he's ministering to you guys. Take care, and God bless. Have a good day. Amen.
When you've done all you can, man, seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when you're you're all alone. Tell me, what do you give when you're giving your all? And seems like you can't make it through. Well, you just stand, but when there's nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and you're giving your own day? Seems like you can't make it through. Child, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand, once the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just just